So you call me over, then you talk at me for a bit, tell me how badly you need me, and then you beg me to fuck you. That's the gist of it, right? Hey, I'm just trying to wrap my head around things. Don't walk away from me. Look, I don't really know how to get my point across, but it's either you listen, or I get something even better out of this little arrangement, or you walk out and we both lose out on something that could have been great. I know which one I want. So what's it gonna be? Alright. Good. Now it's my turn to talk. Okay, for one, your tone was rather pointed. You don't need to yell at me to get your point across. Look, when you first said that you wanted to meet up, admittedly, I really only hoped for a fuck. The words hot and attractive don't even come to describing you. The moment we met, I knew what I wanted to do to you and with you. But after all those nights you gave yourself to me, I found myself wanting more. Much more than what we said we would be willing to give. Do you know what I see whenever I close my eyes? You. The way you writhe across the bed, soft whimpers falling from your pretty little lips. As I tease the head of your cock with my fingertips. The way you beg with that dirty mouth of yours. The way your face scrunches up in ecstasy when I finally sink myself down onto your throbbing, needy cock. I never knew that I craved the kind of control that you so willingly gave to me. Of all the people I've been with, sex has never felt the way it feels when I'm with you. The way your hard cock feels when you push into my dripping wet pussy. The feel of it stretching me out as you force yourself in deeper. The sounds of your whimpers and moans, the way your skin bruises and turns such a pretty shade of pink with every scratch and mark. It's felt good before, but never as good as when it's with you. You want to know why I'm always pushing you away when we're done? You want to know why I don't stay the night even though I so desperately want to? Why make you beg so goddamn much? It's because I know I can't have you, and making you beg for me is the only thing I know I can have. Knowing that you want the pleasure and the pain that only I can give you, that's all I can have. Because if I stay a little too long or pull you in close after we're done, I'm going to get attached to something that I can't have. So yes, I've been very cold. Yes, I've pushed you away and starved you of touch and teased you until you couldn't take it any longer. But you need to know I only did all of that to protect myself. Because if I let myself care too much, fuck you too often, kiss you a little longer, or pull your warmth closer to me instead of pushing it away, need to understand that if that happens, I'm not going to let go. So you can't stand there and say that I don't need you. I have spent endless nights, countless nights, wishing and yearning and craving for your touch. That's what you are to me. You're a craving I can barely satisfy when we aren't together. The way you cry out with such filthy language. You need to get this really, really fast. Everything you say and do plays back in my head for weeks, months on end. So don't you dare stand there and say that I don't want to fuck you or that I don't need you as much as you need me. I would drop everything just to listen to the pretty little whimpers you make when I tease your hole open. I would come running just to watch you put on a little show for me, strip tease and please me. I would stop a meeting if it meant having your greedy, slutty cock fill me up on the boardroom table. It's not even control I crave anymore. I have plenty of it. I crave you. The smell of your musk as you lay in bed, sheets soaked with your sweat and your body a sticky mess. The softness of your lips that always taste so fucking sweet. The feel of your warm and greedy mouth licking every inch of my soaking cunt with such a need to please that I have to hold off on coming all over your face. I could drink you in every single day and I still want more of you. I am a glutton for your touch, for your everything. And that isn't going to change, ever. So now that I know how you feel, and what it is you really want from this, and now that I've laid my cards out on the table, what do you want to happen next? I want you to be the one, the only one who gives me that control to fulfill my needs, and I know you want the same. This is in your hands, because this is more than just carnal need now. This is about only being able to quench our deepest, darkest desires and cravings with only each other. Good. Okay, we're on the same page then. Now, bring your ass over here so I can ride that cock.